Mustang 1212 blah 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 blah.
Do you think that?
Do you want to repeat what you just said for the people?
I think if I committed a murder, my sister Daisy, who loves me very much, would, like, give me an alibi.
Yeah, I would, 100%.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like if you were gonna murder somebody, I don't think you're the type of person who would ever just murder someone in cold blood.
My naked pencil! I wonder where that went. Yeah, I think I'd
You would, like... I'm gonna move the microphone a bit. Yeah, I don't think you're the type of person who would just, like, murder somebody in cold blood. I feel like you would have a reason for it.
Yeah, I think I would
too. Would you give an alibi for me?
Probably. I mean, like... yeah, but, like, if you did it, if you were, like, really violent and you were gonna murder me next, like, yeah. Maybe I would want to be,
so
like,
you think I am the type of person who would murder someone in cold blood?
Actually, maybe you don't need to be my alibi, because I do think I'd do well in prison, and I've been talking to you about that a lot.
Yeah, since we rewatched BoJack Horseman. Okay, a lot has happened since the last time we recorded, because the last time we recorded...
A lot has happened, we watched BoJack Horseman.
We watched a lot of other stuff! Yeah. Last time we recorded was 2 months ago, mm-hmm. right before Christmas, and we were going to do a Christmas special, and then we decided we wanted to have a fun time instead and not be stressed.
No, stress ourselves out.
Yeah, by trying to squeeze in a Christmas episode.
I was like, thank God, because I had this huge assignment I had to do for school, and Daisy was like, I think if we record a couple days a week, then we can get the Christmas special, and I was like, that sounds great, Daisy! I'd love to do that, yeah. First, can I finish my... essay on why, on what, like, methods will work for drug overdoses in Scotland.
But anyway, what Barbie related stuff did we get for Christmas? Ellen got me a hat that says proud member of the Madison Defense Squad.
I did. I made a custom hat. It was like £30.
And she got me a My Little Pony.
I got her a My Little Pony. I got a couple dolls.
You've gotten a lot of dolls in the past 2 months.
Let me, okay, doll recap. So for Christmas, I got a Barbie Lukes, who I love. I think she's so pretty.
You got your two...
Yeah, my nanny got me a couple extras. I see my nan, but I actually asked for them, so obviously our mother bought them, and she would, my nan just gave it to us.
Yeah. Our mother just buys all of our Christmas presents and then gives them to people to mm-hmm. buy, because we are so picky and particular, and we're very autistic about it.
Yeah, this
So it's just better for everybody.
This means that around
Especially
Christmas...
after last year, there... Well, the year... Well, Christmas 2022, there was a miscommunication where I ended up with three Boba Fett action figures.
Okay, Barbies. Yeah, I got my two extras, extra number 19 and an extra fly doll, if you're interested. If you even care.
Wait, I just took a photo of them. I can look at that. You got a Life in the Dreamhouse doll.
I got a Life in the Dreamhouse doll for £30. Are you kidding me? I got Barbie. She has, like, a little crack and that's it. But she is so pretty and she is, like, one of... the crown jewels of my collection, and my favorite one I got. Oh my gosh! I'm sorry, it makes me really happy. My mother got me a new inbox Madison Jammin' in Jamaica doll, who I love.
That was for your birthday.
For my birthday.
Because Ellen was originally meant to get a lot of Taylor Swift merch for her birthday.
But Taylor Nation, you idiots, you didn't ship the merch until February. But yeah, I got a new inbox Madison, and she is, like, the crown jewel of my collection.
Yeah, my mom's like, I'm trying to think of something that I can get her, like, as a backup present. Like, there's this doll that I found. It's a Mycene one. I'm not sure. I was like, oh, which one is it? And she's like, it's Madison. Oh, right. Jammin' in Jamaica. Really? It's a new inbox. Like, what the fuck? Get like it that- for her right now. She's like, do you think that'll be good enough? It's like, that, yes, it's good enough.
She kept on apologizing, and I was like, this is one of the greatest gifts I've ever got.
Because we are both people who, like, we take things out of the box. Madison is staying in
Madison
her box.
Madison is staying in her box just because I think it's super cool that I have her, and she's like...
We also got a big box of dolls.
We got a big box of dolls, and I got, like...
That we're sorting through.
We're sorting through, but one of the things I have, her hair is cut. She doesn't have any of her clothes. But there was this Kennedy... There was, like, this roller skate line for my scene. And they released two really huge dolls with working roller skates, so you are, like, remote control. They released a Kennedy and a Madison. And I've got one of the Kennedys, the remote control Kennedys with her remote, who is, like I said, naked, no hair. But I love her.
You also got a lot of, like, Fairytopia ones on eBay.
I did, yeah. I got Mariposa, who is one of the prettiest dolls, like, ever in existence. If you don't know, please look up right now. Look up... Barbie Mariposa doll and like just like look at her face for a couple minutes, because like that's what I have to do. She uses the Maki face mold, which always looks fantastic on just like regular Playline dolls. They did a few Fashion Fevers, which I search for every day as well. Thank you for listening to me rant about dolls.
What else have we done? We finished Twin Peaks.
We finished Twin Peaks. Great show.
Great show. Twin Peaks to Return. Very little idea of what was going on for most of it.
I had a good time though.
Yeah, it was a good time. But I feel like if I criticized anything about Twin Peaks to Return, David Lynch would just come up to me like, you don't understand it. And I'd be like, cool.
Uh-huh. And I'd be like, you're so right.
You're so right,
I don't understand it.
I love that Madchen Amick was the only one of those people who rolled up to set employed.
Yes. Like... That's so crazy.
So happy for her.
I love her and Bobby were divorced.
My favorite,
love
like...
a divorced couple.
Flop divorced couple. It's like... I love Shelley and Bobby.
Me too.
They are like... They are my toxic couple. Uh-huh.
Like, they fully had a scene where they just barked at each other. Hello?
Yeah.
David Lynch, you are a mastermind.
I think my favorite part of Twin Peaks was Fire Walk With Me.
Me too. I love Fire Walk With Me.
Because I love Laura Palmer.
Me too. I love her. She is...
Like, originally I was like, come on guys, you can't all be in love with Laura Palmer. And I'm like, no, I get it.
I go outside for like 2 minutes and I'm like, whoa, that was a lot. I need to nap now. Laura Palmer had like three jobs.
Oh my God, is it snowing again?
I think the ground is wet, so... Laura Palmer had, like, three jobs and, like, so many different friends that she was lying to. Like, how did she do that? And we're the same age. It was my birthday, so we're the same age now, which is terrifying.
Woo! Ellen's 17.
Can we be 17?
Crazy age. So many songs about it.
So many. Edge of...
Yeah. You just turned 17.
I think I'm starting to be master of my scene.
We made that joke so many times.
Yeah.
But as you could tell from our reaction to it possibly snowing outside.
Can they?
I don't know. Like, we don't get a lot of snow in Shetland. That's not something we get. But then this January, we had a whole week where there was lots and lots of deep snow. It was a snow week.
It never stopped.
It never stopped. It kept on coming. And we end up doing what any sane person would do. We rewatched the entirety of BoJack Horseman.
Amazing show. And here's something even funner that happened. After we rewatched it the first time during snow week, Daisy kept on watching it.
I just rewatched it for a second
time. Yeah, a second time. And one episode I mentioned, like, I think it's so cool how Princess Carolyn's necklace is shaped like a fish head.
And I was like, it's not a fish head, it's a triangle.
That is not a fish head. And I was like so adamant in like, this is a fish head, that I was like, I will message the character designer on Instagram and ask her about this. I am so serious.
What's her name? Lisa Hannawald.
Yeah. And I got a reply. I got a reply from her. I said, hi, this is going to sound like a really strange question, but I need to settle a debate with my sister. And then she replied, like, it's crazy. Spoiler alert.
Ellen was wrong.
I'm wrong. But, like, I got a reply.
Yeah, but BoJack Horseman, absolutely insane, crazy show. Because I haven't rewatched it in probably about 2 years. Maybe more than that.
Have you watched it since,
I think I maybe watched it. I don't think I've watched it all the way through since it ended. Because season 6, it's like, it's stress-inducing.
Like, you know that picture of like the roller coaster that can kill you? That is a type of roller coaster ride you go on when you watch season 6 of BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. And also rewatching it now, I'm like, oh my God, I got you to watch this with me when you were like 11. Mm-hmm. I'm a terrible big sister.
I'm a little messed up. Listen, I'm still here. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I'm still here. Is there anything else interesting that happened in our lives?
I don't think so.
Well, Hermitcraft and...
Hermitcraft season 10 started.
Hermitcraft season 10 has happened. Grian, so happy for you that you finally got that mending book.
Yeah, I'm so proud.
Redditors have discovered Joel Smallish Beans.
Which is crazy! It's so crazy seeing people discover these, like people who watch the live series being like, I've never heard of this person before now. And it's like, what do you mean? What do you mean you haven't watched Shadowcraft?
You didn't watch Crazy Craft?
You don't know about the Crazy Craft?
And also SOS SMP just started.
It's so
and
much.
I'm fully delusional that Ollie is bringing back Sheepy.
There's so... Well, Daisy, he died a cheap pink. He didn't make any reference to it, so...
But!
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been crazy. There's a lot of content right now, and I feel like I'm drowning.
We went through like a month long drought, and now there's just too much of it.
I'm happy though. Mm-hmm. We're here. Anyways, this has been 10 minutes of us
catching up.
Talking. Oh my gosh.
So, what are we talking about today?
Barbie and the Secret Door, the movie that I watched.
I'm kidding, I didn't joke about that.
I made a joke before we started about watching the wrong movie, and Daisy looked really scared for a second. It was really funny.
Do you know how many times we've tried to record this over the past 2 weeks? We were going to record it on Friday. It's Monday now. But then our dog got bitten, which was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And Daisy was like, no, it's fine. We can still record this Friday. It's fine. And then it was like 4 o'clock, and I was like, we only have an hour to do it. And she's like, it's okay. We can record it while our parents are here. And then our parents' friend came over, and we were like, oh, okay.
And then on Saturday, people were just in and out the whole fucking day. I don't think we've ever had that many visitors in one day.
I don't want to be mean to our family that visited, but like, I needed a day, and there it was a day. But okay.
Like Layla, it was fun to have you here. We were planning for that.
Okay, fairy secret.
So, Barbie, A Fairy Secret. It was released on DVD on the 15th of March, 2011, and it's had its TV premiere a little over a month later on the 17th of April. It was directed by William Lau, written by Elise Allen, produced by Tiffany J. Shuttleworth, edited by Sylvain Blaise, with music by BC Smith, and an original song, Can You Keep a Secret, which was performed by Christina Allison.
Wait, can I put this up? Because I'm going to start fiddling with it a lot if you don't.
Okay, we're good.
Let's go.
So, reprising their roles from last movie were Diana Karina as Barbie, Adrian Petrie as... I don't know how to pronounce that man's name.
Petrie. I think, yeah.
But, like, it's P-E-T-R-I-W.
Yeah, I know, so just...
Anyway, he played Ken, and Britt Irvin as Raquel, and it also starred Cassandra Morris as Carrie, Kate Higgins as Taylor, Alexander Carter as Princess Graciela, Brittany Wilson as Crystal, Silvio Polio as Zane, and Nicole Oliver as Liliana Roxelle.
It's Pet. I spelled it wrong.
I'm pretty sure we did this last time.
Petrie. Wait, no, that's not it. I think. Oh, it's this. They're thinking I'm saying Petri dish. Okay, never mind. We don't know how to pronounce your name. Sorry, King.
Is he the one who also played
Ezra?
Ezra, yeah,
in the Lego thing.
Oh, Bad Batch has started.
Oh yeah, that.
Filled with so much dread over what is happening. So much dread.
There's a lot happening right now.
There
Ellen
is.
Needs a break. Ellen needs to sleep.
Every day we clock in for our 24-hour
autism shift.
It's a lot. So this movie is pretty much a direct follow-up to Fashion Fairy Tale, and we start with Barbie getting ready for the premiere of her latest movie with her stylists Carrie and Taylor, who seem to be using magic behind Barbie's back to get her ready.
Behind her back.
It was behind her back.
I know, it's just funny because it sounds like a betrayal.
You used fairy magic behind my back?
If you were using fairy magic behind my back,
yeah,
and
do that
in
front
it,
of my face.
I would be so pissed. Like, what do you mean you weren't letting me in on the magical fairy tale whimsies? Uh-huh.
They go to the premiere with Ken and Raquel, who is Barbie's co-star in the movie, and she is giving interviews but gets all upset when Barbie arrives and takes away all the attention, so she stands on Barbie's dress and rips it. Carrie and Taylor quickly take Barbie away to help mend her dress, which they again seemingly use magic to do so behind her back. Also at the premiere is Crystal, a friend of Carrie and Taylor, who is taking pictures. The next scene is Crystal serving a mysterious woman a drink and showing her pictures from the premiere. After this woman drinks, she sees a photo of Ken at the premiere and states that she's in love with him and wants to marry him.
A normal thing to do.
After that, we're back to Barbie, who is getting lunch with Ken, Carrie, and Taylor and discussing how much of a success the premiere was. But when Raquel walks in, Barbie gets mad at her because of the whole ripping her dress thing and also the fact that Raquel keeps flirting with her boyfriend. Barbie usually just takes whatever Raquel gives her, but this time she decides to stand up for herself and follows Raquel outside. While they are arguing, Crystal flies in with the mysterious woman from before, who is called Princess Graciela. Graciela then gets her two servants to come over and grab Ken while she explains that they're going to get married. Carrie and Taylor suddenly sprout wings and fly away, attempting to stop them from kidnapping Ken, but they fail. Barbie and Raquel are pretty confused about what they've just seen, and Carrie and Taylor have to explain that they're fairies from Los Angeles. Barbie and Raquel don't believe them at first, but eventually they're persuaded. Carrie and Taylor also explain that if Graciela is going to marry Ken, then he could be in trouble, because if a human marries a fairy, they're never able to go back to the human world and have to stay in Los Angeles. Barbie asks Carrie and Taylor how they can get to Los Angeles and save Ken, and Raquel says that she's coming too. Barbie asks Raquel why she would want to come, and Raquel tells her that Ken's her friend as well, and she wants to help save him. Meanwhile, a very confused Ken has arrived at the Royal Palace in Los Angeles, where Graciela is making preparations for their wedding. Graciela's boyfriend also turns up at this point and is pretty pissed at Ken for stealing his girlfriend, so he challenges him to 3 different jewels for Graciela's hand. Carrie and Taylor have taken Barbie and
Raquel... Not her whole body, just her hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's here all night. Carrie and Taylor have taken Barbie and Raquel to a clothes shop where they explain that that one changing stall that always seems to be closed despite the fact no one's actually in it in any shop you've been to ever is actually a fairy flyway, a fairy method of transportation. They take this fairy flyway to the top of the Eiffel Tower, where Carrie and Taylor explain that Graciela will have closed all the portals to Los Angeles to stop Ken from escaping. She won't have been able to close the portal belonging to Liliana Roxell, who is the world's oldest and wisest fairy, and the fashion critic from Fashion Fairy Tale.
Whoa!
Woo! Crossover! At this point, Carrie and Taylor also explain that they'll have to be sneaky when they get to Los Angeles because the two of them are banned. They used to be friends with Graciela, but then something happened that they're not 100% sure of, so Graciela banned them. The four of them make it to Liliana's, who mentions that Graciela is probably under a love potion and gives them an antidote for it. They get through the portal to Los Angeles, but since you need to be able to fly to make it around Los Angeles, the four of them stop off at Wings and Things to get a pair for Barbie and Raquel. While there, they meet the owner, a human... While there, they meet the owner, a human named Rila, who tells them about how she gave up her life back in the human world to marry her husband, Graylin. Ken is now fighting his duel with Zane, where he has to perform magic, which he obviously can't do. But Graciela tells him not to worry because Crystal is taking plenty of pictures in case they need to put him back together. Ken manages to kind of muddle through the duel by distracting Zane and avoiding every spell thrown at him, while Carrie, Taylor, Barbie, and Raquel try to sneak into the palace dressed as chefs. They try to spray Graciela with the love potion antidote, but Crystal spots Carrie and Taylor, and Graciela traps them along with Barbie and Raquel in fury spheres, which are made of pure anger. Graciela also uses magic to make Ken ask her to marry him, and then sends the girls in the fury spheres, that's a difficult word to say.
It is, yeah.
To the dungeon. While they're trapped, Raquel ends up laughing, because if you had told her the day before that her and Barbie would be trapped in a tiny cage together, she would have thought they'd kill each other. But now, after they've bonded on their mission together, it doesn't seem so bad. The two of them talk and realize that what happened between them was a giant misunderstanding. When Barbie first moved to Raquel's school, Raquel was intimidated by her and was scared that Barbie would reject her as a friend. So she started being mean to her and rejecting her first. The power of Barbie and Raquel's newfound friendship breaks the fury spheres and makes them grow real wings and change into super cute fairy outfits.
Regular Tuesday?
Yep. The four of them make it to the wedding just in time to stop it. There's a bit of a fight scene. They spray the antidote on Graciela, who realizes it was Crystal who gave her the love potion in the first place because Crystal wanted to get with Zane. Graciela, Carrie, and Taylor talk through their issues, and it turns out everything was just a big misunderstanding, just like with Barbie and Raquel. Graciela says she'll forgive Crystal if she does all the cleaning up after the wedding. Ken briefly panics, but then Graciela says that it will be her and Zane's wedding. After the wedding, Graciela tells them that their wings will disappear when they go back to the human world and reappear when they're in Los Angeles, but their memories of Los Angeles will have to be erased because Raquel can't keep a secret. So Graciela sends them back to Earth with some magical dust, and Barbie wakes up in her room and calls Ken to tell him about the weird dream she had. The two of them meet up and Ken tells her about a weird dream he had as well. And then Raquel turns up and is being weirdly nice to Barbie. Barbie asks her why she isn't trying to shamelessly flirt with Ken, and Raquel says she wouldn't do that because Ken is Barbie's boyfriend. Carrie and Taylor then turn up and say that they've reconnected with an old friend and are going back to their hometown. Raquel mentions that Barbie's stylists are skipping time, which means there will be one star who won't shine as brightly in the next red carpet, and then apologizes because old habits die hard. The three of them all laugh together. The end.
Wow, what a lovely story. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. We okay, well, let's do this.
There's no Alan's Little Guys this movie.
Yeah, there isn't, which makes me so mad. I mean, like, maybe the unicorns, they fly.
But, like,
They're not characters. They have nothing.
I didn't even mention them in the plot summary.
Yeah, they're so nothing. They're such losers. Loser unicorns. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
They're not unicorns. They're alicorns, actually.
Maybe they're just Pegasus. Pegasi. Pegasus.
Pegasuses.
Pegasus. Megasus among us.
Sorry, please cut that in. Please cut that in.
No, that's staying in.
Oh my god, I regret everything. Remember that time where you couldn't hear the words Among Us or Imposter without laughing your ass off?
I still think they're funny though. It's so embarrassing. I still find Among Us jokes funny. I still find the Morbius jokes funny.
I like... No, but, like, it's fine that you find those funny. It's just, you know, when you're watching the Jedi Temple bombing episode...
You've mentioned this before!
I know! But it just, it really takes you out of it. When it's like, you know, Ahsoka's whole world is crumbling in front of her, and you're just like, ha,
listen,
Among Us.
Once Owen Dennis is Among Us series comes out, then maybe I'll take it more seriously.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you for making Infinity Train. Also, thank you.
So, can you keep a secret?
Can you keep a secret? A secret. Whoa. Whoa. A secret. I love that song.
Sometimes
spending like a book on a shelf.
Sometimes I wear my jeans like anyone else.
There's millions of chameleons hanging up all around. Sometimes I wanna be found. Thank you.
Okay, we'll just talk for a little bit. If Ellen muted anything when she bashed the keyboard and then threw it on the couch that was out of the way.
La 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 la, la 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 la. I did that so you could hear. There's one thing I've got. Can you keep a secret?
A secret.
Whoa.
Yeah, so Can You Keep a Secret? Great song. I'm happy they just, like, narrowed it down to one song for this movie. Because usually there's only one song from the movies that actually, like, is iconic.
Uh-huh.
So, like, just do
so
one.
So just, like, do the one.
I feel like this song is really great, but it's just not as iconic to me as lots of
it's
other songs.
It's definitely not, no. I will take that this song isn't that iconic because I think this movie as a whole isn't as iconic as other movies. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it is more popular than Mermaid Tale.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Or maybe just because we watched Mermaid Tale.
Yeah,
a
maybe.
Lot.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure the social standing of these movies. I love the intro, though. I sometimes used to watch this whole movie just because I loved the intro so much. You spat in my eye!
Sorry, it's just...
I just like the song... Can You Keep a Secret? 10 out of 10 song.
Eyelash. Make a wish.
Oh, God.
I never know what to wish for anymore, because whenever somebody says, ask for a wish.
Because Ezra Bridger's back in the textbook, yeah. But yeah, I love this intro. The dresses that they look so silky, and also some of them, don't look at my notes, spoilers. And also some of them look like dresses we saw in Fashion Fairy Tale, which is fun, a callback. You know, Barbie wears Aunt Millicent's design, well, and Marilisha's. She wears them like on the runway, and I think that's cute. I think that's really cutesy. They have nice bags and nice shoes and sparkly magic. It just makes me happy. The dress is really silky and like, did I already say that? Sorry, it's just you aren't saying anything, and it makes me feel awkward.
Sorry.
It's just like textbook how to keep Ellen engaged behavior.
Yeah. Especially when you were a toddler.
Child.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, pretty dress. Pretty death. Wow, shoe?
Love.
Love shoe. And then we go to the red carpet and we see Raquel, and this is the first time I really feel like Raquel is Raquel.
Yeah, she's like a character.
She was in Barbie Diaries, but she wasn't like my Raquel.
Yeah, like this is my Raquel.
She was blonde.
Hashtag my Raquel.
Yeah.
It's like, and I had this feeling at the beginning of the movie, like, oh my god, Raquel, I've missed you so much. And like, I think, like, she was literally in the last movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's because this is the first time she is Raquel.
She has like more lines. She does has like a character arc. We mm-hmm. see her go through, and it's fun to see. I like seeing it. I love Raquel.
Also, like at the when Raquel is like doing her interviews and signing autographs before Barbie arrives, then McKenna
shows
up from Thumbelina is in the crowd,
and she's like, Raquel signs her book, and she was like, that was for Barbie. And my first thought is like, McKenna, didn't you, like, I'm so confused with Thumbelina lore, because, like, was this an actual movie? Did McKenna ever meet Barbie?
See, like, this is what I was thinking. I was like, was McKenna some kind of, like, Barbie super fan who somehow became friends with her? And then that's how Barbie knows the story about, like, McKenna and the Twillerbees?
Yes, so you're saying that this is before Thumbelina?
Yeah, this is before Thumbelina.
Oh!
Because Barbie, like, she looks a lot older in the animation they use in Thumbelina. She's all, like... Well, they use that same animation in...
Her eyes look bigger.
Yeah, they use the same animation in, whatchamacallit? Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
But, which is obviously set before this, we know. But, like, yeah, I just feel like she's a lot older in Thumbelina. She's probably, like, doing some kind of, like, a charity thing.
I completely understand that, yeah.
So, that's my headcanon.
Raquel's dress is fugly, and I... hate it. She looks like a jellyfish carcass.
I can't even remember what the dress looked like.
It was terrible. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good dress. Barbie's was perfect. Barbie looked so great at this movie premiere. Raquel looked terrible. I need her to fire her stylist. Like, seriously.
You know, I really can't remember what a whole lot of the outfits looked like in this movie.
Not even Barbie's first look with the... It was like a pink top.
Yeah, it was like a pink top. Was it a blue skirt?
It was a purple skirt.
Purple skirt, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, I just... It's just not really... I can,
orple
like...
Skirt.
Why purple? And why purple? Like, I can't even remember what Barbie and Raquel's, like, you know, fairy outfits look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Barbie, for most of the movie, she's wearing, like, her streetwear. And it's, like, that little jacket.
Yeah, her little jacket. Her little blazer.
Yeah, like, but I really can't remember much of the fashion uh-huh. in this movie, which I think is
they
a sign.
They only had, like, three outfits.
But, like, I think that's a sign that they kind of failed. Because in most of the movies, like, I can remember the big dresses.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, I really can't.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Which is a shame, because it's, like... I do like the fashion in this movie, even if I can't remember it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get
like,
what you're saying.
It's so quintessentially 2010s.
Yeah, I love it. I can remember it, but that's because I've watched this movie so many times. And like yeah. I said, sometimes I watch them just to see the pre-dresses. So, it's just a me thing. The person who was like interviewing them, she says, after like Barbie's dress strips and she rushed off, she goes, "This is Tracy Klinger live at the Sunset. Back to you, Ryan." And I was like, oh my gosh, a Ryan Seacrest type mansion.
I don't even know who Ryan Seacrest is.
Yes, you probably do, but you can't
like,
remember.
I do, but it's like, he just wasn't a thing in the UK,
uh-huh,
really.
He was
like an American thing. I just know him as like
a Ryan Seacrest type.
And a Billy Bush type.
Yeah.
And some lady.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I thought of. So that's how our break has been going. Don't watch BoJack Horseman, but also do.
Because it's the greatest TV show ever made.
Yeah. And so is Riverdale. You guys should watch Riverdale.
Seriously, if somebody did ask me, like, what is the best TV show ever made, I probably would either say BoJack Horseman or Riverdale.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it's true. Riverdale is one of the greatest shows ever made. Have we talked about Charles Melton and, like, what he's doing right now on the podcast?
We probably have, yeah. Charles Melton, my main man.
Robbed of that Oscar nomination.
Robbed of that Oscar
nomination. Robert Downey Jr., I will get you.
This was like the first year that I was like invested in the awards because Charles Melton was involved in it. And I just felt like so crushed when he didn't get nominated. Uh-huh. It's like, is this what movie people do every
year? This is what
year?
They do. Like, it's crazy.
Is this what they do? I can't handle that.
Okay, let's talk about this movie because I have gathered up all the information about the movie that Barbie supposedly directs.
Oh, this is... Did they mention that this is the movie she
no,
directed?
No, they don't. But because it is, like, implied to be straight after Fashion Fairy Tale, you could assume mm-hmm. that this is Barbie's directorial debut.
At the age of 17.
At the age of 17, which I'm...
Can we be 17?
Which I am also having this year. Scarebolt Willie.
Scarebolt Willie!
My new movie is coming out at some point, probably. I don't know.
We should try and make that movie.
I'm going to. I'm very committed to Scarebolt Willie. I'm very excited for this.
All we need is, like, a camera, right?
Follow me on Twitter for updates on Scarebolt Willie. There is a poster that I posted at the beginning of this year. So, yeah. The movie, when you look at it, it's obviously a fairy-themed movie. If you look at the poster, like, you do see a glimpse of the poster.
You've really been looking into this.
And her outfit is very fairytopia-like. We see Barbie in a poster, and her outfit looks like a fairytopia outfit. But it's also mentioned that it's a comedy movie, which I don't really get, because when you look at the poster, it looks a lot more whimsical, and I don't think this movie should have been a comedy. I'm sorry, Barbie. I think it would have been a lot better if it was just, like, a fairy cool thing. And also, Raquel is her co-star, which is really weird, seeing as what happened in Fashion Fairy Tale.
Yeah.
Like, I guess she wasn't in charge of casting. Like, you know, I'm not blaming her for that. But, like, I think it's really funny how she had to co-star in a movie with the person who just, like, gaslit her into thinking her boyfriend broke up with her. Through...
But Raquel was the best person for the part.
She was, yeah.
And I'm happy, a professional.
I'm happy she got the part. So that's what you need to know about this movie that is never mentioned again. Thank you for listening. God, I'm so bad at segueing to the next thing. Crystal! Let's talk about Crystal now. Who is...
Crystal LaBeija.
Yeah. she has a dead person in her closet.
Was that Crystal LaBeija?
I don't think it
mm-hmm. was Crystal LaBeija who did that.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck was it?
I don't know, but they did an arc, like, the same arc on Pose, which was fun. She was on a mission, Crystal, in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
She was so, like, this plan was so huge. She had to get a potion. She had to, like, get photos. What I'm thinking is, like, what if something went wrong? What if, one, the photo thing didn't work and you didn't fall in love with someone because you saw a photo of them? Number two, what if she couldn't change the photo quick enough and it, like, stopped on Raquel? And then not only do you now have to, like, tell the people, like, the queen is getting married and it's not to her boyfriend. You also have to be like, oh, so she's gay now. Our queen is marrying this random woman.
Like, so oh my god, that would have been such a big day for the people of Los Angeles.
Yeah, I would have been making Twitter jokes about it. So that, like, I just like
our flitter jokes.
Yeah,
they would call it flitter.
Oh my god, they would call it flitter. That's so good. Or flitter.
Like, there is something that feels like I said that the fashion in this movie is so quintessentially 2010s. Also, like, the kind of techie fairy world.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if that kind of world exists anymore in kids' media. Maybe I just haven't been watching enough of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, this kind of thing that we saw with, like, a lot of the Barbie movies. Ever After High was a big one. Where, like, it was a fairy tale world, but aspects of, like, social media.
They had iPads.
They had, like, these fake iPads. like in Ever After High, they had the mirror nets.
Yeah. And the Ever After High... Snow White had a system where she sees everyone's rankings at school and then she tells off her daughter when she's not at number one. How dare you, Apple? You were supposed to be the most popular and I hate you now.
We can't get into Ever After High today.
I just get really mad at...
But yeah, I don't know
Crystal,
if...
Crystal, another Ever After High reference. Yeah. We hate you, Crystal.
But yeah, I don't know if this kind of world exists anymore. Like, the only one I can think of from recent years is She-Ra. But I feel like...
Even that,
it was a little bit more...
Sci-fi.
Yeah, it was more sci-fi. I guess you could say it was a little bit more sophisticated mm-hmm. as well. Like, yeah. Like, it could still exist and I just haven't watched enough kids' media to see it. But it feels mm-hmm. like this kind of, like, modern fairy wonderlands don't exist anymore. And it's definitely a big difference from, like, the fairy wonderland that we see... in Fairytopia.
Mm-hmm. I think
even like the backgrounds and everything mm-hmm. it's completely different. It's like everything in Fairytopia was very floral and it was all flower based and there were like these magical enchanted forests. Here, Los Angeles, there is nothing of that. Like,
yeah,
Los Angeles works. It's very glossy. You
it
know
is.
It's like
very like you could see like they have like frappuccinos and stuff
mm-hmm.
there are puppies and cats flying about
yeah
in like cute little outfits. One of the cats we see flying around is actually Juliana.
From really?
Past movie. Yeah.
Wow.
She is an alter ego, apparently.
Oh, but that's another thing. Barbie, when she finds out about the fairy world and all that, at first she doesn't believe it and she's kind of like shocked. It's like, Barbara, weren't you just hanging out with some fairies in Paris?
Like, yeah, they think it's like, she's like, I'm okay with flairies, but I draw the line at an actual fairy.
Her and Raquel, she thinks it's like a prank that the movie studio set up as promo for her and Raquel's movie.
You think your movie studio invented portal travel and flying just to have promo? Like,
just
that's
promo
crazy.
Your new movie.
Another thing about this scene: number one, Queen of the Waves is playing in the diner. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Which like implies that like Queen of the Waves, you know, it was a Barbie movie, and then it became a huge song outside of the movie. But like, kind of like Dua Lipa's song.
I was just about to say
like,
that.
You know, isn't that so fun? And also, Raquel went outside. She went to this diner just to make fun of Barbie.
And then leave.
And then she leaves, which is so funny. Like, does she have Find My Friends? And she just uses it to hunt.
Maybe the paparazzi saw Barbie
there. Does she have notifications on for Barbie updates?
She does. Mm-hmm. You know she does.
She has an alt account where she's just like, ew.
She follows
Raquel every... outsold.
She follows every single Ken and Barbie fan account. Yeah, so she can find out where they all are. But when Barbie and Raquel are like arguing outside, and they're talking about like how, because like it's fun seeing Barbie stand up for herself.
It is,
because
yeah.
It's like, you know, she's always like, I think Barbie as a character a lot of the time you is somebody who's very meek.
She has to be kind.
Yeah,
she's
but like
Barbie.
Yeah, but like. Again, it's like, as the movies have gone on, they've let her kind of have more character flaws, yeah. More agency, which is nice to see. But one of the lines is Barbie goes, you want it to make me look bad. And then Raquel just goes, you don't need me for that. Like, Barbie and Raquel's dynamic in this movie.
It's great. I love it.
It's brilliant.
One of the greatest in any Barbie movie, dare I say it.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, it's the really good part of having these movies be about Barbie. Mm-hmm. And not a character Barbie's playing, because you can still have the random male love interest, but just have it be Ken. Because, like, you're invested in Barbie and
yeah,
Ken already.
Yeah, because I love Barbie and Ken.
Yeah, like, you don't need a build-up.
You just,
really.
Yeah, you just need to...
Like, you already know
it's
their dynamic.
It's fun to be in this world and yeah, just watch like them. That's why I'm really excited to watch the newer Barbie movies.
Yeah, because so many of them are just based in Barbie's life, and we haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. I'm, like, really excited. As the queen of a world that is supposed to say a secret, why are you opening a portal on the middle of the street?
Because she's
you know, love
delusional.
Potioned.
She's
yeah.
love potioned and delusional.
In the movie, Carrie has this Mary Poppins style handbag, and Taylor has this butterfly like phone. Mm-hmm. And I think we should just like stop it with like space travel and AI, and let's focus all of our energy into making silly little things like this. Mm-hmm. I don't want all this stuff. I want a phone that looks like a butterfly and like flip open and it's that kind of clear and it looks really cool. And I want a bag that holds the secrets to the universe. Is that so much to ask for, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos? Like, I'm literally asking for two things here, and also a whole other brand of things that could spiral off of that, you know? The type of fairies we know of, bag fairies, purse fairies, and passion fairies. Imagine, like, your queen is a passion fairy, and they're just like, oh, nice to meet you, you're a bag fairy. You are shoe fairy now. You have nice shoe.
You have nice shoe, you yeah. have nice bag, I'm passionate.
I'm passion fairy, and whatever, and whenever I feel logged, big emotions, I have stronger powers. That's so much cooler than bag or purse fairy. And that's kind of a lie, because I think if I were a fairy, I would just be pretty dress fairy. So I can't really
like
hate.
What do the bags like what, is it bag and purse fairy?
Yeah, it's bag and purse fairy.
Was
no
shoe
no
fairy not
no
thing?
Shoe fairy what why
yeah,
did you say bag and purse fairy?
No, so it's bag and shoe fairy.
Yeah,
the shoe fairies have like super cool shoes that they can fly with, and then the bag fairies have like never-ending bags.
Well, the shoe fairies, their shoes can give them heightened powers, I think, because...
Oh, right, okay.
Who is the shoe fairy and who is the bag fairy?
I don't know. I can't remember which one of those two are which. I can't remember which one's Carrie and which one's Taylor.
Carrie is purse fairy. Okay. So Taylor's shoes, like, they're really cute and nice. Taylor's shoes are so pretty. They're so pretty. And her, like, shoes give her better flying abilities so that she can fly with, like, another person.
Mm-hmm. Ken is having another no good, terrible, very bad day.
Can I point out how when he's kidnapped, they're like straight away, like he's in Los Angeles and they're like, oh my God, photo time. And he's still trying to smile, which I really appreciate. He's like, I was just kidnapped and I'm being forced to marry.
He knows how to wife guy. Right,
but he's just like, I guess I'll smile because there's a camera there.
One thing about Mr. Carson, he is aware. He knows how to wife guy.
He knows how to work a camera.
But yeah, this woman really, like, even with the love potion, she decided to like risk having her whole magical fairy secret land discovered. For Ken,
who she can't even get his name right. And I find it funny every time she uses another name.
Here's
a list of names I have that she calls him. This, I'm pretty sure this is all of them, but it might not be. Kent, Kevin, Glenn, Trent, Dennis, Kyle, Kirby. Yes, Kirby is in the little round pink thing. And Len.
Yeah,
that's so funny to me.
Like, this movie does have a lot of lines that are just really great and genuinely funny. Like, Princess Graciela's voice actress.
She was bringing her all.
All of the voice actors in this movie were actually really great. Like, when Ken tells her, like, I can't marry you, I'm in love with someone else. She just goes, Kevin! How could you say something like that on our wedding day?
Can I say that I used to be so bored at all the Ken dueling subplots? I thought some of the jokes were funny, but every time I watched this movie, I was like, okay, we get it, you're fighting.
I
want it to be over now. I want to look at more pretty dresses. And I watched it this time, and I found it really entertaining, and I really enjoyed it. But, like, when I was younger, I did not care about that at all. It was taking time away from Barbie, and I hated it.
Yeah, but it's like, I'll get more to what a terrible day Ken said when we get near to the end of the movie. Okay. Oh, also, we get a title drop when Carrie and or Taylor, can't remember which is which, goes, Barbie, Raquel, it's time you learn the fairy secret.
Like, whoa!
I love a title drop.
Yeah. So, let's talk about how Barbie lore has made it canon that every single, like, empty stall is actually a fairy portal, and how every single attendant at a store is a fairy.
Which is really, really great, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think another aspect of, like, kind of, like, the techie Wonderland things is that, like, I think when more kids were, like, playing outside all the time, then, like, obviously...
When children went outside.
Well, obviously kids still play outside. Mm-hmm. Like, you get what... I think of, like, from, like, you know, an ad executive CEO position, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When, like, kids were out playing outside all the time. Obviously, it made sense to have, like, these... wondrous fairylands be focused in nature.
Yeah.
Because that's what kids were doing. But now it makes more sense to have it focused on
shopping.
Technology. Like, mostly on technology, because, like, you know, every kid will be able to, like, take their mom's phone and be like, oh, it's a fairy
it's
pad.
A fairy,
you know?
Yeah.
They'll be able to, like, go into a shopping center and be like, oh, that's
there's
the portal.
There's a fairy
there.
In there. Mother,
yeah, because,
there's a fairy in there. Are you
yeah,
seeing this?
Yeah, like, because it's like, we didn't get this here because our, like, we don't really have clothes shops here.
We don't have one anymore.
Yeah, the
we
one
M&Co.
The one that we used to, yeah, we used to have M&Co, and there were only two stalls there to get changed in. So, like, there was no, like, oh, there's always one that's, like, never.
But we went to Aberdeen.
Yeah, like, when you went down south, there was always one stall.
It was like, are you kidding? Mother, are you going to do something about this?
Can we do something
going
about
up
this,
to
please?
The attendant and being like, I know what you are. Don't lie to me. Let me go in the stall.
Yeah, but it's like little things like that. World building is really smart to me because
yeah, children
it lets
kids put themselves in that position.
Yeah, like it lets them. It kind of like it's a suspension of disbelief thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know this. You know it could be possible, kid, that this random stall that just always seems to be closed.
It's a fairy flyway.
That's a fairy flyway.
Let's talk about, can we talk about how Liliana Roxel is one of the most interesting characters in the BCU?
Sure.
She, okay, so the first time we see her, it's in,
ow.
We're not breaking any bones. Okay. So we first see her in Fashion Fairy Tale, and she's just like this Anna Wintour type. Mm-hmm. She is a fashion editor or whatever. And she judges the dresses, and she's like, I love it. And then she leaves. And then it's suddenly like, she is the oldest and wisest fairy in the real world. Which means one of two things. One, every fairy in the human world.
Sorry. Yeah, I get what you mean, though. Like,
No, because I've got it to my notes. I've got it now. Every fairy in the human world is super young and old to these people. Means, like, 50 at most. or two, she's actually immortal or ages extremely slowly and has spent God knows how long as the equivalent of Anna Wintour in the BCU. And honestly, that makes sense to me because I don't think Anna Wintour can die.
I don't think she ages.
I think it's just, like, I think it's not, she was born.
Same with somebody like Donatella Versace.
She was,
you know,
born at that age and she will stay that age forever.
Yeah. But it's like, I got thinking about that, like the oldest and wisest. So like, it seems to be that this version of fairies, they age slower than humans do. Mm-hmm. So, you know that, what was the couple called? The human fairy couple who owned the shop.
I know one of them was called Rina. I think his name was like Ricky. It was not Ricky because I can remember watching this movie and it was
Raylan.
Like, yeah, that is not Ricky. Why did I think it was
Raylan? Raylan and Graylin. So it's like, is Graylin gonna age really, really slowly?
Maybe it's just something in the war in Los Angeles.
Maybe. And like, so it's like, but like, if it is like a human fairy couple, does that mean one of them's gonna live for so much longer than the other?
I don't know. I think it's, yeah, I think the, but he looked a lot older than Rina. He did look
I don't
older.
Know if he did he?
I feel like he did. He has grey hairs. Old.
Yeah, but like, I feel like stereotypically men are kind of known for like greying faster than women.
Yeah.
Which like obviously they don't, but just women dye yeah. their hair and all that.
They fly over Paris at night and their excuse is that it's dark. But there are still cars everywhere. They're flying so low to the ground.
Yeah.
People are gonna see you. What? Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, Carrie and Taylor. Everyone's seeing you right now. Imagine seeing Barbie flying over your head.
Oh my god, that would freak me out. Yeah. Oh, also, when Carrie and Taylor first bring up that Liliana Roxell is actually an ancient fairy, Barbie goes,
yes,
Liliana Roxell, the famous fashion editor, I know her. And then Raquel goes, name dropper. Their dynamic is so brilliant.
It's so good. So we learn about the potion and how, like, it's a love potion and there's only, like, one little bit of antidote left. And that, like, you know it's a love potion because their eyes, like, it's a red, the potion adds, like, a little red to your eyes. And Graciela has blue eyes, so they turn purple because of the red. And I find it funny because that means people with green eyes, their eyes will just turn, like, a poopy brown shade. Oh, you can tell she's in love. She has poop brown eyes. Which is really embarrassing. Personally, my eyes are going to be lovely purple color. Really sorry for all you green eye people. For your ugly eyes. And Liliana Roxell cuts down on carbon emissions by using fairy flyways. Woo! Thank you so much, Queen.
Good for you.
Unlike George Lucas.
Seriously, why the fuck is he on that list? Where is he going?
Where are you going,
George? Where is George going?
George Lucas, this is us asking you to make a formal statement. Where are you going?
Where the are you going?
He's going to Star Wars land. He's flying off to Star Wars. Girl, use a Purrgil. Save on carbon emissions. Use a Purrgil.
Save on carbon emissions. Use a Purrgil. Where the fuck is George Lucas going? We need to find out.
Can the FBI like reply to us, please, or something? So Los Angeles has no floor.
Yeah.
And when I walked through, there was no floor. You're coming back. And it's the end of the world. Oh my god, Mitski, I am so sorry. That was so terrible.
But every time you hear that song, I think of that one TikTok.
Yeah.
That Bojack Horseman TikTok that had Andrew Garfield. Yeah. When I said this before. Oh.
We need to stop referencing Bojack Horseman.
No.
Okay. We'll keep referencing it, but watch at your own risk.
Yeah, you just know that in the Bojack Horseman universe, there's so many, like, Andrew Garfield and Sarah Lynn.
Yeah,
and it's
like they were right soulmates in wrong yeah. time. Soulmates they were soulmates in the universe. Everyone's like, she stabbed herself. Like, are we forgetting that she stabbed herself for him? Maybe it's toxic, and everyone's like, you just hate love. God forbid women have hobbies.
Oh my god.
And, okay, I think Los Angeles, when you look at it, it seems pretty from a distance.
But close up
you know what I thought about when I was watching it?
It feels really empty.
It looks like an ant dimension from Crazy Craft.
It does.
All the colors look off. Like, mm-hmm. none of them go together. Like, it's all just, like, floating and weird. There's a lot of gold around. It looks like they put gold and diamonds just to be like, ooh, we're rich.
Woo!
Like, so, like, it just looks so ugly up close and empty. Like, is there more
Yeah,
to
it kind of looks kind of dead.
Uh-huh. Is Los Angeles the only place in the fairy world, or is there other
places?
Yeah, like,
places? How big is the fairy population?
I
want
to know that. Because, like, when you look at it, there's, like, not much else there, but, like, do you just have to travel really far?
Yeah, like, think about like the glitterizer, you
yeah.
know? Is that connected to Los Angeles?
I think that'd be a different dimension.
You think that's a different dimension?
Uh-huh. I think like fairies maybe, like, and flaries are different, because flaries seemed very offended.
Yeah.
Do you think there's some kind of war?
Barbie, get on this! This is a real story that needs to be
yeah.
told!
Like, the voice, like, with the dwarf people and the shadow people in Stardew Valley. Hi, I hyperfixated on Stardew Valley for like months, and I still kind of am, but I don't want to play it because I did a stupid key quest, and now it's so hard to get down the skull caverns.
Oh, I played Stardew Valley for like, I've barely played Stardew Valley. We've played it together sometimes, mm-hmm. but when I was playing it on my own, all I did was cut down trees and faint constantly.
And she found the rarest hat. She found the, like, wilderness hat. I forget what it's called. I think it's the wilderness hat. Which I remember watching it and I was like, oh, that's fun. I've never really seen that before. And then I looked it up to see 0.001% chance of getting it. I have played Stardew Valley for so many hours.
I worked very hard for that hat. Do you know how many times I fainted?
I have been playing Stardew Valley for 3 years and I've never gotten that hat. And Daisy got it her first game a couple weeks into playing. Oh! Maybe mad. Anyways. I was gonna say, okay. So Rena comes on screen and I was gonna say something like about the scene. I remember I was like writing my notes and I had something to say about it. And then I was like, I wanna check her IMDb because I feel like I recognize her voice. I didn't at first, so I kept on scrolling through her credits. And then I saw something.
What?
She was in Riverdale.
Who did she play?
She played Mrs. Moore just for one episode.
Who was that again?
She was in season 4, episode 13, The Ides of March, which is crazy. I think she was like, I didn't want to like watch the whole episode again just to find out who she is, but like I feel like I can remember her name.
Okay, well, I
think
it
was something. Yeah, I feel like there's something to know. I think it's linked to Monroe in some way.
Right.
His name was Monroe Moore, I think. So I think that was his mother.
Or would it have been his granny? Because he was.
Yeah, he was, okay.
Because he dropped uh-huh. out in, what was it, fourth grade?
Yeah.
To run drugs?
No, that's a different person.
Was it? Yes. Oh, that was somebody else?
That was
oh,
a
okay.
white man.
Oh, sorry.
but yeah. But yeah, no. So that means that she was in the episode that spawned, excuse me, since when did Riverdale High become fascist
police
state?
Principal Mussolini?
Are you kidding? That's so iconic. What a career.
What a career. What a career.
Being in Riverdale and a Barbie movie, that's like my
dream. That's the dream.
That's like all I've ever wanted to do.
Oh, also, Camila Mendes, loved your new movie.
I loved your new movie.
So fun.
Uh-huh. So, that was a really crazy discovery to make, and I couldn't really think about
anything else.
Yeah. I kept watching the movie, though, so here are more notes after my brain was fundamentally changed for the rest of my life.
Can you remember what you were going to say about that scene?
No.
Okay.
I could not. I can remember thinking all the time, I don't know how it would feel. I wish I knew how it felt to have fairy wings. I've always felt that way. Like, when you see people have, like, tails so they can control, you're like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Like, you can't imagine having an extra, like, part of your body to move. So, like, how does a fairy wing work? Mm. Sorry, I'll stop talking about it. But Raquel doesn't get a hold of the fairy wings when she starts flying. And she falls immediately. And Carrie and Taylor are like, okay, we're good. Come on, Raquel. Let's go fly over the abyss. Hope you don't fall again.
Yeah, Barbie's like, do you want me to hold your hand? But Raquel's not doing that. She's like, pissed off, Barbie.
Yeah, and she falls. And then they're just like, let's go. You might die. Sorry. Like, that's so rude.
There is something just, like, so incredibly relatable about Raquel.
Uh-huh.
Because, like,
she's
Barbie, it's like, if you knew her in real life, you would hate her.
I would hate her. Are you kidding
like,
me?
Like, she is my best friend, but also my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? She is, because she is just perfect. It's like, that is her character.
The mother nobody has, you know? It's, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate her.
Like, Raquel is just, she is just not, she is...
She's not.
She is not as good at anything as Barbie is. Mm-hmm.
Which I get.
And I like that, because, like, again, it's like, it goes back to Raquel getting a little bit more development in this movie. And you mm-hmm. really do see how insecure she is and how inadequate she feels to Barbie.
And you are like, this is fun. I love this, Raquel. Barbie Diaries, Raquel, you are nothing.
Yeah, you are nothing to me.
But if your doll ever comes up for tube, I will be buying it because it's very cute. And Barbie Diaries dolls are so expensive because nobody has them. Sorry, I, like, spend half of the episodes in complaining about how expensive dolls are.
It's fine. Do your thing.
See, I was going to comment on how crazy it is how they easily broke into the palace. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I found out that since 1914, 12 people have broken into Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot, but it seems like too many.
Yeah.
They're not
like in the 80s, like, some guy fully, like, climbed in and, like, sat on the Queen's bed.
Yeah. Like, he was chilling. Yeah. Didn't they do, like, that in The Crown?
Yeah, there was
and
an episode
had,
on him.
They had, like, a conversation.
Yeah, I don't think they had a conversation in real life, though.
Yeah. Like, the Queen's a loser.
Like, just this year, right before the coronation, like, somebody threw, like, a bomb through the Buckingham Palace gates.
What?
Yeah.
A bomb? What kind
I'm
of bomb?
I'm pretty sure it was a bomb. I don't know. I don't think it was a serious one, and the guy just ended up being sectioned under the Mental Health Act, you know?
Okay. That's chill.
Yeah.
Charlie and Taylor thought all they needed were a pair of sunglasses, though, which definitely was not gonna work.
Yeah, it's like, they were close friends with Graciela.
Uh-huh, like, she's gonna notice her face.
Also, the bit where, like, they have to ride the horses for a bit. I can't even remember why they had to ride horses.
It's because of the, like, there was, like, really, like, air...
Tornadoes?
They were, like, tornado. That's what they were. I was gonna call them air pools. Like, a whirlpool. But yeah, they were, like, tornadoes.
Oh, yeah,
really rough.
That was, like, right in front of the...
palace.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how they keep people out.
Yeah. But it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because it's right rode horses
yeah,
that showed
up. But, like, the
up.
Whole thing is, like, this is, like, Raquel's chance to show herself. Because Barbie's like, when we were at riding camp together, like, nobody was better at horse
riding
than
you. Raquel's a horse girl.
Yeah. Raquel just goes, I didn't even know you knew I was there. And then Barbie just goes, you put shaving cream in my riding helmet. Yeah, but other than that. Again, peak dynamic.
She was just doing stuff.
Yeah.
She was,
just to antagonize mm-hmm. this girl.
There was a joke. God, I'm going to sound so annoying when I say this. There was a joke about fairy cakes because they snuck in your chef uniforms and they were holding fairy cakes. And I was being really annoying and I was just like, I feel like if this was a royal wedding, they would not be using buttercream. They mentioned using buttercream. I don't think they'd be using buttercream. When you look at a lot of the cakes that, like, people in, like, the UK royal family use,
yeah.
A lot of it is...
It's fondant.
It's... No, it's...
Is it not fondant?
It's... What's it called?
Royal icing?
No.
What's it called?
Marzipan. It's marzipan decorated with royal icing.
Because I'm pretty sure that Meghan used buttercream and it was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It was just like... So, like, that made me annoyed. And if you are going to use a better icing, like, a lot of people would use either Swiss or Italian meringue. Get your facts right, Barbie. Get your facts right, Barbie writers. Tell these children about Swiss meringue icing. I'm just an annoying baker and I want to flex my knowledge. I've not got much in my head, but I know a lot about cake.
Mm-hmm. There's a Matrix reference in this movie.
There is? I've never watched Matrix.
So. Neither have I, but it's the bit where, like, Ken's, like, during his duel and, like, he's leaning back and the things are going
on. Oh, yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Why is there a Matrix reference? Who's going to get that?
It's just a thing the animators did for fun.
Yeah.
Animators just do that for funsies and it's always nice to watch. Because you're like, there's people behind this. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
People who should strike. Please.
Seriously, you guys can strike a bit, you know. I don't care if we have to wait a bit longer to get stuff out. Mm-hmm. Please strike.
So they're in the... Where are they called again? The prison?
Fury Spheres.
They're in the Fury Spheres. And Carrie just, like, keeps on taking random things out of her bag because she's a bag fairy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, to try and break
and
them out.
And she's like, she brings out a toaster at one point and it's like, dude, you have a chainsaw in there probably. Maybe it wouldn't work, but, like, it's
get
better than, like, a pair of teeth, which is one of the things she pulls out.
I mean, I guess the baseball bat would work.
Maybe, yeah.
Holding my breath with a baseball bat because I don't know what I'm waiting for. I'm not gonna be what my daddy wants me to be.
I was about to sing that before you started.
We need help separate us.
But also don't, because we're the only people who find us funny.
Yeah. We were just saying, it's like, This living room,
it's
like our echo chamber. Like, we just say the most stupid, ridiculous shit, and we just, like...
We keep on repeating it. We watch, like, three things, so we always say it over
the same things
over
and over, and every time we're like, you're so right, you're so smart. We just enable each other. Like, last week, Ellen said the words to me... What was it you said again? Oh, you said, Fandango stood still so Pick Me Up Scotty could move slowly. And I was like, you're so right, that makes so much sense.
That's what I noticed. That makes no sense.
It does make
sense,
though. We're
going absolutely insane, and I need to get out of this house.
But we do get out of the house. That's the thing. We are leaving the house more than we ever have before. And we're still like this.
Okay, now that we've had fun, I need to speak on something.
Okay.
And some people may hate me. I don't like Barbie and Raquel as a romantic pairing in this movie.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I think this movie is just the start of their friendship, and I think they need a lot more, you know, time to develop a romantic relationship.
Why can't they and be toxic-eerie, though?
And even, yes, of course they are. Everyone always is to me. I will see a straight trip and be like, oh my gosh, toxic-eerie. Me talking about Bughead.
Toxic-eerie, girl.
You're talking about all of them, actually. But, like, yeah, I don't like it because I love Ken and Barbie so much.
Yeah, Ken and...
I'm just, like, I'm
Ken
sorry.
Ken and Barbie have a great dynamic over these few movies. Ellen, but this is why polyamory exists.
I know, but not just yet. They need a couple more weeks.
They need, like...
Especially because at the end of the movie, their memories are wiped and they all think it's a dream.
Yeah.
They need a couple more movies, which is why Life of the Dream House is the best. Because they give it that time, and at the end, you're like, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, when, like, Barbie...
Oh, I can't deny, though. I can't deny their wings being the...
Bi-pan-solidarity.
Yeah, being the pie and pansexual. I just said pie.
Pisexual flags.
Pisexual.
Yeah, that's the only thing, like, fashion-wise I can remember at this movie, is that Barbie's fairy outfit and her wings were pink, yellow, and blue, and Raquel's were pink, blue, and purple.
Yeah. Also, like, when they're in the fury spheres... Raquel refers to Barbie as queen of the school, and it really, like, snaps you back, because you're like, oh yeah, these two are teenagers.
Yeah.
Because you forget, because it's like they're going on adventures in fairyland, and Ken's getting married, being forced. And it's like, and they're just like, still teenagers are going to school tomorrow, are you kidding? Please take a rest. They probably do homeschool, though, because they're like famous actresses.
Yeah, they're famous now. But yeah, the plot of this movie is a little bit weird. Like, on the one hand, I think it's much more streamlined than Fashion Fairy Tale, and it's much more, like, on message. And on the other hand, I think it's just so fucking random. Because, like, the basic message of this movie is the classic, like, don't judge a book by its cover. You never know what somebody else is going through. But, like, that kind of message could have been given in, like, a basic high school setting. They just decided to have it be on a magical fairy adventure.
Yeah, because it's Barbie.
Yeah, because, like, it's fun.
Uh-huh.
And on the one hand, I respect that. And on the other hand, it just feels so random.
The movie's plot is very strange. Because at some points, you're like, oh my gosh, how silly. It's like a funny fairy movie. And then, like, the rest is just thinking, like, how old is Graziella? Is she? Because she's a queen. She is the queen of this place.
Yeah.
And she's marrying Ken. So at first
Ken
you're like...
Ken is like 17 at oldest.
So at first you're
were
like...
16 in...
So like, this has two options. Either this grown woman is marrying a 17-year-old, which is weird, or the queen of this whole fairy land is also just 17, which shouldn't be...
Padme Amidala.
Yeah, which is not right, actually. Like... It's just, like, all of
it. But it wouldn't make sense why Graziella is such a bad queen.
Yeah, because she just, like, she banned her friends.
She fully banned Carrie and Taylor because she she thought that they maybe didn't like her
anymore.
That's
why it makes sense. It's because, like, you know, she just makes these, like, impulse decisions. And
yes,
I think that...
But also, it's like, she was planning to get married anyway. Which
she still got married
at
the end of the movie.
Yeah, she still got married to Zayn. And Zayn does not look 17.
Uh-huh,
he looks a lot older.
He looks like Hercules. You kidding?
Yeah, because it's like, Graziella, she literally just banishes two people because she thinks they might not
like
her.
Part of me feels bad for her. Like, you have to kind of feel bad for her while
watching. Yeah, like, you know, she was love potion, but that must be difficult. But even without that, she was a shit queen.
I know, but it's just like, this young person was put in charge, and now she's just making these bad decisions.
How young is she? We don't know.
I'm guessing she's 17, though, and I feel like her decisions make sense if you, like, view her as this younger person. Because also that means that Carrie and Taylor would have to be older, which I guess does make sense because...
They're stylists,
but, and, like, who would...
Yeah, but, like, for Ken's sake, I'm honestly very happy about the fact that they all had their memories wiped, because this must have been so traumatizing for him.
He was nearly
forced into marriage and trapped in this land forever.
Almost killed
multiple times in this duel, where they, like, they took pictures of him so they would know how to put him back together.
Rebuild him. He, like, had no control over his body at points, and he was forced to say
like,
yes.
Like, Graciela was using her magic to physically control him. So terrible day for Ken.
It's, like, really bad.
Like, Barbie and Raquel's sake, them having, like, their minds wiped at the end, it's kind of sad, because although they do show that, like, the kind of lessons that they learned have stuck, it's kind of like, but how long is it going to stick for?
Uh-huh.
Because they can't remember any of this. Are they going to have all these conversations and again? Like, what's going to happen?
And they're kind of, since they're eternal characters, they kind of have to keep up this, like, hating each other. Because,
they're trapped in the narrative.
Uh-huh, Raquel is, like, the villain. And she's not, but, like... She's less of a character nowadays, I think, so it's weird.
It's very weird. Yeah, so, like, on that hand, like, it's sad to see their memories getting wiped, but on Ken's side, I am so happy.
I'm really glad
because,
for
like,
him.
when it's like they're talking about maybe wiping their memories, Barbie and Raquel are like, we don't want to forget this. We don't want to forget this amazing thing. We did that amazing thing. We did it. Or Ken's like, yeah. Or being, like, forced into marriage and forced to fight in a deadly duel, and then he's just like, actually, it might be nice to forget some of the stuff. And then they always laugh
and
about
then they
it.
Laugh at him! Stop laughing at his duel-related trauma. Jesus.
I can't believe how hard I'm going for Ken in this movie.
Oh, can't believe it. It's because it's Ken, and I love him.
Yeah.
He is my best friend, actually.
And no, I think last time around, I was still, like, a bit scarred from Barbie movie and the way everybody acted about Ken.
Yes.
But, you know, at this stage, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. It does make me mad because I think Ryan Gosling did do a great job as Ken. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, can we stop?
Charles Melton should be nominated for that Oscar instead.
Yeah. He should be the only one nominated.
Only one nominated, clearly.
For all the Reggies.
For all
okay,
of them.
Here is who the nominations for Best Supporting Actor should have been. Puppet Reggie. Reggie won. He would lose, like, really bad. Original Reggie, he would lose really bad. Reggie. Our Reggie, you know, regular Riverdale Reggie.
Hashtag my Reggie.
Hashtag my Reggie. How many, like, people are there usually, like, cast? No, like, how many are, like, six? Is it six people usually nominated?
I think so, yeah.
Don't step in the computer, Snoopy. I swear to God. So that's three. Riverdale Reggie. 50s Reggie. I feel like... KJ Apa.
KJ Apa gets
like, I saw a hate tweet yesterday that was like, you know, they're like remaking American Psycho. You probably don't because you weren't on Twitter.
No.
They're like they're apparently looking into making a remake of American Psycho. And somebody like said, like, let's talk about who the real person who should be cast in this is, and KJ Apa. And it got like 20,000 likes or something. And it's like, guys, what? Where were you?
Where were you?
Like, actually,
where were you?
So much. You weren't here. You weren't
you
with
were
me.
Here.
You will never understand it. And actually, it, like, at some point, I'm like, yes, I'm so glad you get it. And then it's like, no. You're not allowed to. If you looked the thought, if you, like, made jokes about the Polyclue ending on Twitter, you are not allowed to look at these people. You are not allowed to think about them. If you made any joke hating on real, oh, the cast is finally free, which makes me so mad because a couple months ago, everyone was like, oh, the cast is finally free. Like, you know, they're so glad they hate this show. And then now it's like, I'm so glad Charles is talking about his past and appreciating what he did because it got him to where he is today. It's like, shut up! You stop changing your minds all of a sudden.
Yeah, the Stranger Things cast is what everybody thinks the Riverdale cast is.
Finn Wolfhard. Okay, I was here. I was there. I heard what you said in that interview. I heard it.
Like nearly 10 years ago, because that's how long it's taken the show to get
nearly
out of these 10
seasons. Years ago, you made a silly joke about how the Riverdale cast didn't like each other, but you and your cast were such good friends. Which is really crazy now, seeing as Camila Mendes was in the interview saying that those are going to be her best friends for life, how she's making more of an effort to see him.
Never talk about
how
each other.
Cole Sprouse did a photo shoot with Charles, and Charles was talking about how much he appreciates the show, and no!
Okay.
Goodbye.
But on a good note, I've accepted that Stranger Things season 5 isn't going to be good.
I'm happy for you.
I've accepted it, and I'm moving past it.
I have come to the realization that season 5 of Riverdale was very good.
It was. It was great.
Sorry not to rain on your parade. How are we gonna end this? I like this movie because I love every Barbie.
Sorry
movie.
About that.
Sometimes I feel like I get too violent about Barbie. Not violent. I get too mean sometimes about the movies, and sometimes like I listen back and I'm like, do I actually think that, or was I just saying it in the heat of the moment? And I feel really bad about it. So I just want to say that I really do love all these movies, and sometimes I might not get my words across right, and after We Were Hard, I'll be like, oh, I wish I said this and that because I really love this.
Sadly, because my old phone broke, I lost all of my notes about like the lore that exists about the actual Barbie world. But like, let's just have a little rundown, just me and you, like, you know, bouncing off each other. What exists in Barbie's world?
Fairies, flairies,
Twillerbees, Twillerbees and Twiller babies, and they're born from like flowers. And they like they just live in that world, and they don't have wings.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like wander around. They just like live in the human world. And then there's the Flairies, also don't have wings. I'm assuming like them and the Twillerbees. I'm still assuming like they're kind of like same, like, family of species. Is that how you say it? I don't know,
but Flairies are like sparkly and pink.
Yeah,
and Twillerbees are regular colored. It's kind of like a Rainbow High, Shadow High thing. Rest in peace.
Is it dead officially?
I mean, not exactly. It's just the rebrand, and everyone's like, let's just like have a moment of silence for them. You were here and now you're gone. Rest in peace.
You know, but I think because, like, they're both about the same size. I think that, yeah, they're both about the same size, and neither of them have wings.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So then there's the Flairies, and they, like, live in the Glitterizer.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that there's a pocket dimension inside the Glitterizer, and they live in there, and it's, like, kind of like a little, you know how, like, when you're younger, you think that, like, when turtles go in their shell, there's, like,
a little house. Sorry, that was actually my fault this time. Anyway, so what we were
saying. You loser, look what she did. Everyone point and laugh, haha.
Anyway, what were we saying? Yeah, like about the pocket dimension.
When like turtles go in their house, there's like a little lamp for them to read under. Mm-hmm. A poster of a hare that they throw darts at. We won one time, we're going to keep winning, you idiot. And then fairies are
and
just
And then there's
like,
just fairies and they live in Los Angeles. And seemingly just Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So those are the magic things that exist so far in Barbie's world. You good?
Oh, I'm yawning. This is really tired me out, which is annoying because I have to revise after this.
Yeah, I should revise as well.
Well, sorry for yelling so much near the end of this. Sorry for getting so mad. I'm actually not that sorry. I really love Riverdale and I miss you guys really bad.
Anyway, let's talk about this movie.
Yeah, sorry.
This movie was like, I don't know how.
I like it.
Yeah, it was one of the weaker ones to me.
I just like the movie. I'm not like, when I go into Barbie movies, I've said this before, I'm not expecting a cinematic masterpiece. I'm expecting to have fun. So if there's like loopholes.
Plot holes, not loopholes.
If there's plot holes, I don't really care.
Yeah, like, it's...
Because, like, I just am watching it for the pre-dresses,
yeah,
as you know.
I feel like out of this, like, kind of new group of movies that we've seen with this new animation, I feel like Mermaid Tale is definitely the strongest. And I feel like this one's definitely the weakest so far. And then there's Fashion Fairy Tale in the middle. But, yeah, hopefully we'll be back for next month.
Yeah. Wait, what's gonna be next?
Princess Charm School! Yes!
Great movie. Can't wait to talk about
school. This is my Roman Empire.
And then in what, April, we're going to be talking about Christmas movie. How fun is that? Or we'll just push this next episode off till December.
No, we can't do that.
See you in November, people.
Woo!
Goodbye.